in the last few weeks, we've had a kind of a mini course in the scriptures about what is the cost and meaning of discipleship. It's right in the center of our consciousness if we're paying attention at all to these readings. In Luke, of course, remember that we're listening to a Gentile writing for Gentiles for the most part, so it has a slightly different twist than some of the other New Testament references, but pretty clear. It's how to be a disciple, how to be consistent as a disciple, and how to figure out what it is we're about to preach. One of the things that I remember most is about my ordination to the diaconate, and I think it's also a commission that comes in the context of baptism as well. So I think it doesn't only relate or focus on deacons, but rather on all of us through our baptism. And as the bishop hands the book to the preacher, he says, "Believe what you read, preach what you believe, live what you preach." Very powerful, and I certainly have never forgotten those directives. Believe what you read, preach what you believe, live what you preach. The goal of the effective preacher, not necessarily always the good preacher, the effective preacher, is to somehow make sense out of all of that. How do you figure out what it is to do, what we need to do in order to be effective preachers? The first thing I think we need to be careful about is maintaining consistency. If we are not consistent in our Christianity, consistent in our faith, we'll go nowhere. The need for consistency in the preacher is what will allow the listener or the reader, however we preach, to make sense out of what we say so that together we can begin that walk toward the life with the good news, especially when we try to make the good news clear and more helpful. We cannot preach something that we do not clearly believe. It simply won't work. It won't be effective. If we introduce a kind of it's almost standing back and saying, how can I eliminate the inconsistencies in what might appear from time to time between who I am and what I say? We all make that mistake, at least from time to time, but if we're going to be an effective preacher, we have to cut down the number and the opportunities for that inconsistency to surface. So what we're really trying to do is help people recognize that there is a tree out there, we need to climb it, and it's the good tree which will bear good fruit. We cannot be inconsistent in our effort to find our way to the tree and then to make that journey up the tree and to discover there the good news, which then we can internalize, own, and then share with others. The good tree is, again, very, very consistent in its message. We have to realize that Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the one who teaches us what to say. Jesus is the one who enlightens us as we go on that journey and helps us make the connection between life and the rest of the people. But I am not, in fact, being anything but a believer who can internalize and own this message of the good news and share it freely and consistently. Jesus reminds us that he is the rock, and if we build our preaching on anything but the rock, it will be ineffective. We have to be able to follow our own belief in the scriptures and make sense out of them ourselves and be able to demonstrate that what we have to say is worth listening to. And this is all about discipleship, all about being on the journey to discipleship, and then in that context of being a disciple, to share that good news with other people. And we can't disappoint people by letting inconsistency creep in between what we say we believe and what we actually believe. It simply can't work. I remember when I was a little kid, we used to get one good big present and lots of little things. And I wanted to one day, one year, a phonograph. I don't know why I wanted a phonograph, but somehow gives away my age. I've been doing this preaching for university people for the most part for over 50 years. But I wanted the phonograph, and I can remember my aunties gave me one, and the very first song that was on the old large record was, I can't remember the name of the song, but I can remember the line that somehow moved me, and that was eliminate the negative, accentuate the positive, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. In other words, believe in Jesus, the rock, the good tree. Make sure that anything that gets in the way of understanding that good news, that person of Jesus, eliminate that, then accentuate the gifts that come from the Lord, come from the scriptures, come from our faith, come from that consistent effort to live the faith, and then believe that Jesus is the one who gives us an insight, opens the door to life in the context of the good news. If we can remember when we're putting our lives together and developing our spirituality and understanding what it's all about, those three little cautions, eliminate the negative, those things that will get in the way of our being effective preachers of the good news, accentuate the positive, that is the wonderful nature of the gift, and the responsibilities that come with regard to believing and walking with Jesus hand in hand on this journey. And then don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Don't let inconsistency, don't let a failure to be what we say we should be, to live what we preach, don't let that get in the way. Jesus is opening the door, clarifying the call, making it clear that each of us receives that call through our sacrament of baptism, and that from that posture, from that place, on the hill, in the tree, we are shouting out to people that Jesus is Lord, and that if you believe in him, if you can somehow fashion your own life according to what Jesus teaches us, then we realize that we're doing what we were asked to do when we accepted the Christian faith. We need to believe what it is we read, that is the good news, what we hear, what we see. We need to live according to that belief, and we need to preach. We need to live what we preach. That's what it's all about. And it's simple, and yet without this advice and without this directive, we're getting nowhere. Day after day, we have concrete examples where we can be, in fact, the person we claim to be, that is, followers of Jesus Christ. We also have opportunities to miss the chance to be the good news for people. That's when we eliminate those negative things. We need to make sure that we understand the good news, it's really the good news, and then we don't mess around with the inconsistencies of our life, the weakness of our faith from time to time, the mistaken and missed opportunities to be Jesus for others, to be the rock for others, allowing all of us to take that journey, to believe it can happen to us, and to help others believe that it not only happens to us, it happens to them as well. This is the time when we're able to show our ID card, in a sense. We are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, and here's what he has to say. Love is unending. Jesus is Lord. Life is good. Just conform our lives to what Jesus teaches. If we do that, we will not fail ourselves, nor will we fail anyone else. Blessings to all.